In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So here we are in the fourth Sunday in Advent. Christmas is almost here. Are you ready? Ready or not, right? Getting ready, right, being prepared, it often seems that that's what life is all about, right? I remember when my family moved from the Bronx to Houston. We bought a house in Houston. And that was very exciting for us. But our children were very little, and there was some work that we wanted to do first, especially painting. And so Becky and the kids stayed at her parents' house for another week or two after we closed on the house, and I just kind of camped out in the house. And I would go to work during the day, and I would come home at night to work on painting. And what I learned those weeks was that painting is easy. Painting is quick, it's rewarding, it's kind of fun. But preparing to paint, oh, that's a whole different story, right? I could spend the whole week, you know, patching holes, smoothing out rough spots, roughing up smooth spots, right? Washing and cleaning and taping, so much taping, because otherwise I would make a huge mess. And I could spend all week working to prepare to paint a big room and then paint that room in a couple hours. And so preparing was what took all the time, all the effort. Right now I'm working on replacing some parts that got damaged on my motorcycle. And again, right, replacing the parts themselves is not difficult, but what's taking all the time is to find exactly the right connectors and to prepare all the wires on the new connectors so that when it's finally all set, all I have to do is plug it in, right? But it's the preparation, preparing a place to plug it in that takes all the time. And the same thing goes for projects around the church building. I know that the guys have been working in the parish hall to put up a new ceiling in the nursery in the upstairs parish hall. And, you know, some electrical lines may have gotten cut, but what it comes down to is, it's never just putting up the ceiling, right? It's all the things you have to do to prepare for that so that it will hang well and there will be light in the room. It's always about preparing the space. And we know that in our families, right? Before we maybe get married or move in with somebody, right, we think about what we want our home to look like and we prepare a space. We decide what we're going to bring and what we're going to leave behind and how we're going to make a home together. Or when, maybe when we're expecting children, right? We want to create a nurturing, healthy place where they won't accidentally bump their head on a sharp corner or eat something that they shouldn't be eating. And so we try to prepare the space. So I feel like for every good thing in life, there's this idea of preparing a space, and we see this idea in our collect today, where we pray to God that God's Son, Jesus Christ, at His coming may find in us a mansion prepared for Himself. And that's the work we're doing at Advent. We're working on preparing a space for the coming of Jesus. Now, you may have noticed tonight's reading of the story of the coming of the birth of the Lord was different from the one we read last year. Right? Last year, we were reading from the book of Luke, and Luke has this beautiful story, this beautiful song of Mary, and we hear all about the Blessed Virgin Mary and her encounter with the angel and her consent to God doing this thing in her. And it's really kind of an astounding story. Shocking story. Amazing story that Mary would say, okay, we can do this. This year, in the book of Matthew, we get Joseph's point of view. Right? When Joseph is engaged and discovers his fiancée is expecting a child. And I wonder, how would you feel if you were engaged to somebody and they came up to you at some point and said, oh, you know what I just found out? I'm going to be a parent. And you weren't involved. That would be a difficult thing. Or how would it be if your daughter, your niece, your young cousin came to you and said, it turns out I'm pregnant. It was the Holy Spirit. Right? How likely are you to believe this story? I mean, this is literally unbelievable. Just an amazing story to tell. And so here we have Joseph and everything he's ever learned, what his culture has told him, what his religion has told him. And we have the fact of Mary being pregnant. Right? We have Joseph and his sense of dignity and his sense of self-worth and his sense of faithfulness. And we have Mary who's pregnant. And we have Joseph who wants a spouse that he can trust and with whom he can have a mutual relationship. And we have Mary who is pregnant. That was a difficult thing. And so we're told in Scripture that God came to Joseph in a dream and told him it's going to be okay. But still I wonder, what's the story behind this? Right? Scripture is just so black and white, just plain. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. As if that's all there was to it. Wouldn't you like to know the story? What really went on? What was happening inside of Joseph and between Joseph and his to-be wife? Was he angry? Was he frightened? Was he doubtful? Was he suspicious? Was he embarrassed? Maybe was he joyful? Was he grateful? We just don't know. What we do know is that Joseph was obedient. And so the amazing part of the story, right, the Christmas miracle, is that God had prepared a place to do something new in Joseph. Joseph had been prepared by God. Joseph had faith enough to weather this storm. Joseph had a faith that led him to obedience. And I think there's a strong relationship between faith and obedience, right? Joseph has this faith that allows him to be obedient. And no doubt Joseph had a long habit of obedience that allowed him to be faithful. And so you had this virtuous circle working. And I think the Christmas miracle here in this story is that Mary and Joseph both, when God comes to them and says, I'm going to do this incredible thing, they both were able somehow not to say no. Right? They didn't understand what God was doing, probably. Almost surely they didn't understand why God was doing it, why God was doing it this way, because this way is so contrary to everything they thought was faithful and good and right. But they somehow were prepared. Their faith was so strong that they were able to say, okay. Right? That little mustard seed of faith. That's all it took. Just a little bit of faith to not say no so that God can bring something new into the world. I often feel like that's what God is doing in my life. I'm pretty stubborn. So maybe the big miracle that happens in my life is when God teaches me not to say no when I encounter God. I wonder what new and unexpected thing God might be trying to do in my life and in your life and in the life of St. Thomas. Right? What thing that we don't expect, that we don't know, that we don't even understand, but something that God is intending to do, and it's going to be good. And it's going to be more good than we could imagine, but because of that, we can't imagine it. How can we be ready to receive that thing that God is doing, is already doing in us and among us? And is this not the journey of the Christian life? How can we have the kind of faith that Joseph and Mary had, enough to not say no, enough to consent to what God wants to do in us and among us? And I think there's a connection, right, in us having that faith and us having obedience, in us being able to connect a kind of faith that allows us to be obedient and a kind of obedience that develops in us a stronger faith so that we have a virtuous cycle of building faith and building obedience so that when we finally encounter God, we're ready and able to say yes. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe I'm not sure about this. But this is God's work in my life and I trust God and therefore I say yes. And the work that we do, all sorts of works that we do, but including particularly the works that we do as a church, in worship and in service and in relationship, that is work of prayer and preparation that is building in us the habit, the disposition, the attitude of consenting to God's work. And so in our collect today, for the fourth week of Advent, we pray that God will purify us and prepare us so that God's Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming may find in us a mansion prepared for himself. And you can hear the play of words on that, right? In the Gospel of John, where Jesus says, "Oh, I'm going away to prepare a place for you." So here's the same idea that perhaps there will be a place prepared in us for the coming of Jesus. And that place will be a mansion, not a shed, not a shack, not a stable because the inn is full, not a ranch or a split level, a mansion. The whole of our life, the whole of our person, the whole of our identity and our hearts and our habits and our attitudes prepared because we make these choices from faith and we obey in all the things that we understand so that in doing that we can prepare in ourselves habits and dispositions to be obedient and receive the greater gifts that we don't understand. I think life, and especially the life of faith, is often all about preparing a place. God has made great promises to you and to me, and God is actively working to fulfill those promises even now. And part of God's activity is patiently waiting to find a place prepared in us.